Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com. All right, my friends. It's the Roque on Show with Anna DeBlantis. The Carnarvon wagon is out.
Great Carnarvon wagon today. Yeah.
Spavones was in, and of course, Anna got sanged.
Serenaded.
So, serenaded over by Tony Spavone himself. And it was a great one. She melted. I actually saw some meltage.
He's a beautiful man. What can you say?
So that was it's a beautiful thing on your birthday. And again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It was very sweet.
All right. So, okay. Did you see the story? DNAinfo.com did this. It was excellent. There's a young lady who does a walking tour of the disasters of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Hicks. And she takes people around to look at, especially downtown, down here, essentially where we are. Mm-hmm. We're at the corner of Michigan Avenue and the river. The Allstate Studio looks out over this beautiful expanse across the river and down and across. It's just gorgeous over here.
Sure.
And you think, what a beautiful, pristine city. But there's hell and high water, literally, for this area of Chicago.
Very important part of Chicago's history right here in this particular area.
Great tragedy. And today is the 100th anniversary of the Eastland disaster. Now, a lot of people don't know what the Eastland disaster is. We're going to explain that in just 1 second with Margaret. But it is also, DNA Info did this great story where they tied it because the Eastland disaster was basically a stone's throw away from Trump Tower. And the Trump Tower, because of the big sign, the Trump sign, they tied the whole thing together. Disaster in reality, disaster in politics.
Kind of works.
100 years later. All right, so Margaret, let's start with the Eastland disaster. This was on July 24th, 1915 was a Saturday afternoon. And the folks at Western Electric, which was a big company here, were having an outing for their employees, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so they went to this riverboat, sort of lake trawler, riverboat sort of deal. They put all the employees on. Explain what happened from there.
So there's actually about 7,000 people that were waiting to go on this company picnic, three boats, and the Eastland was the first boat to dock. So they got everybody on the boat, more than the boat had ever handled before, 2,500 people.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
They get ready to go, and the Eastland had been kind of listing, and it started to tip a little.
And it was moored where? It was moored right at Clark?
Right at Clark and the lake. Clark and the river.
Clark and the river.
In front of that Encyclopedia Britannica building with the big clock on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it starts to list and list and list, and then eventually it just quite literally turns right on its side. It doesn't turn all the way over. It just, boom, right on its side. A witness said it looked like a humpback whale had taken a nap.
Mm.
So it wasn't, there were stories at the time that there had been a loud bang or a loud noise or something, and people had rushed over to the river side of the boat as opposed to the dock side of the boat. And that's what created the listing. It just has to do with overcrowding, they think, now?
It really was the boat. It was not a really good boat. It had had problems like this before. There are rumors that the crew had moved the people on the boat around here and there to try and fix that balance problem. But truly, it was the boat's fault. And eventually, it just tipped, and it hadn't even gone anywhere.
It was still tied, right?
It was still there.
It was still tied. It hadn't gone anywhere.
Well, how come the passengers couldn't get off then?
Isn't that something when you think about it?
You're
it's kind of
dock.
How does this happen, right?
Well, so 2,500 went in.
That's right.
And 700 and something died, right?
844 died.
844 died. God, that's a lot
of
people.
So people did make it out. But what happens is, think kind of Titanic in a way. When that boat tips, they've got all that furniture in there, tables, cupboards. Things are flying. The water is filling in. You can't get out the side of a boat.
Mm.
They were truly trapped down there. And then you had people that were on the upper deck, and they're flung into the river. And it was cold that day. It was rainy. People had their winter clothes on, like wool clothes.
Yeah, sort of like this summer.
Yeah, kind of like
last Saturday, right?
Right, like we're familiar with this, right? So there were so many reasons. It's still a real shocker when you think it just never moved, you know? But it happens, and we've seen it just happened in China, you know?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, 300-some-odd people died in the Yangtze River.
But you figure that 100 years in the United States, and we learn from these kinds of disasters, and they change maritime law, and they change the rules and regulations and how they build these kinds of boats. You would think that this wouldn't happen all over the world, but it does.
It does.
Because a lot of the world is at least 100 years behind where we are here. So at the at this particular moment, the Eastland, which was known for being like really fast,
it
right?
Was Wasn't originally that the point? Built, yes, as a speedy boat, not really as this big passenger boat.
Right. It was moving people on the lake.
That's right.
Between Chicago and Milwaukee, because 100 years ago we didn't have 94, and across the lake,
right.
They would go to the Michigan side or, you know, whatever it was, because that's what people used to do.
That's right.
From Navy Pier, or from the other piers that were set up along in the, there were inlets here in what's now Streeterville as well that people would line up. But the river was basically where people, what is now, like when you think about, oh, it's cute because people go and they get on the Wendella or some other, they get in and take the water
taxi, right.
You know, stuff like that. But this was actually, you know, back in the day, people would actually get on and get off and try to get somewhere.
Right. It was a working river.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was business going on.
It was a depressing looking river, too.
Yeah,
you know, we look at this thing. There's pictures from 100 years ago of the river, and it was tanning. There were tanning facilities and mills
and stockyards
and stock. Right. And just the river teemed with, it didn't smell particularly good. It was smoky all the time because of the industry that was just west of LaSalle Street. It was, you know, this is like such a prestige. If you could bring people back from 100 years ago and say, here's what it looks like now.
Yeah, they'd say, no way.
Yeah.
This is not the tourist center of America or
right.
the Midwest, right?
Right. They wouldn't even understand what that quite meant. Because then the gleaming part of Chicago was the South Side, was, you know, it had just been almost 20 years since the Columbian Exposition and all of that, right?
Oh, so. I mean, even thinking now with that Riverwalk, I still think we need to get used to that. We're still not used to having this relationship with the river that we're being encouraged to have. I mean, even 5, 6, 7 years ago, you would not go down there.
No.
Now, people say that that's a very haunted area.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because of that, and that you can go at night down to the... And I don't suggest this, because all kinds of bad things happen down there at night anyway. But you can go to Clark Street and the river on any given night, and there'll be the optical illusion of people floating in the water, or they'll hear screams or things like that.
I've heard that too. And the other thing is, you know, they tried to bring the bodies to the morgue, which was over here on the north side, but the morgue could not handle the bodies. So they brought them to a building, to the armory, which was in the West Loop. And now that's where Oprah Winfrey's studio is.
That we've just sold recently. Yeah.
Right. So the rumor is that people working at Oprah Winfrey Studios were feeling stuff and felt stuff, and that Oprah was.
That's just the presence of Oprah.
Oh yeah, right.
Yes. when you hear that voice bellowing through the hallways,
you do it well.
Are you here?
Up and down the spine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That. Yeah.
You get
that sense. All right. Hold on. We'll come right back. Margaret Wicks is with us, and. Hicks, actually. See, a ghost just got to me. Margaret Hicks is with us, and she's got this walking tour. If people want to do this walking tour, what do they do?
They can go to ChicagoElevated.com.
Hold on 1 second.
The alcohol.
Yeah, nothing but trouble right there. Judy, pay attention. Go ahead. How do people?
They can go to ChicagoElevated.com, and that has the tour schedule and all the times and prices on it.
Chicago what?
Elevated.com.
Elevated.
Yeah.
Chicago Elevated.
That's right.
.com. All right. We'll come back and we'll talk about that. And then my favorite disaster. Then Eastland was the biggest disaster in Chicago history.
In terms of lives lost.
Loss of life, right?
Yeah.
And the second biggest one was the Iroquois Theater.
That's right.
Right.
Mm.
Well, I want to talk about that for a second because I have a thought on that.
Okay.
I'd like to know what that, you know, I think the Chicago Fire was because of everything that transpired there.
That's right.
Right, and all the damage. But it wasn't really that deadly of an event.
No, about 300, they think. More or less.
Right. They're not sure even.
Exactly right.
They don't know who just left, you know, after after that happened and you know, went away.
Right. And so many people were homeless and scattered, so they're not even really sure.
Right.
But about 300 or so.
All right. We'll come back and we'll talk with Margaret. And don't forget Tom Skilling coming your way after 6:40 as well. So stay and a chance to actually rip us off for a NOAA Weather Radio. We like to do that on Fridays. But first, most importantly, Esmeralda Leon with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. Margaret Hicks is with us. She does a disaster walking tour in downtown Chicago, and today is the 100th anniversary of the Eastland. I didn't have any other maritime disaster music, so I had to pull up this. And I quite honestly, I can't stand this song.
The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
That would be tough on the walking tour because that happened way north, right? That's not gonna work for us on this. All right, lose it. All right, so now we were talking about the Eastland disaster. Today is the 100th anniversary of that, in which so many people, 844, you said?
Right, 22 whole families.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
And then a lot of young people, a lot of children seemed
to
die.
Yeah, a lot of teens, young women. Yeah, a lot of young people that day. Mm.
And it was when a tour boat capsized in the river, if you're just joining us, in Chicago at the corner of Clark and the river. Right where the Clark Street Bridge is on the south side, right of the bridge.
Correct.
Yeah,
right.
Of the river.
Exactly right.
And the south bank, and it is amazing to me too, that just and they, the people say that's a haunted area, but just was it last summer, they had a problem where didn't they have like a barge just go down right there for no reason because they're doing all that Riverwalk construction, and one of the construction barges just went.
Right. It just sank and. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's still down there.
Yeah, I don't think they were able to pull it out.
Right.
Yeah, which is going to screw up a lot of things. But there's just a story about that, about river traffic being in the Tribune's doing that story about river traffic's impossible, and they have to navigate around that now, amongst other things. Mm. And so because the river's what, like 30 feet deep or something?
It's
right
about
there?
20 feet deep.
20 feet deep?
Yeah. I believe it has teeth. However,
yeah, and no one ever wants to. I mean, it's amazing how many people try to find their way into that river in any given year. And I know the men and women of the Chicago Fire and Police rescue units.
God bless them.
Oh, seriously. My gosh, those divers who go down in there.
Zero visibility.
Right, and you're reaching out. You don't know what's reaching back.
No idea.
No, not
and
down
the
there.
Things they've recovered from that river.
Not just boxes of ballots, you know, from just think about that.
There was a bunch of jewels they found in a shopping cart that had been sunk on the bottom of the river. There's all kinds of crimes that have been committed, and the evidence has been dumped into the river.
So I want to ask you very quickly about the Iroquois Theater. That's also part of your walking tour. The Iroquois Theater, which is now where the Oriental Theater is.
Right.
Which I think we have to now call it the Asian Theater. I don't know, but whatever it is. And it's on the back side of that. So that is actually on Randolph.
Right.
But on the north side of that building, there's an alleyway there.
Right.
That has its own name. Post
Couch Place.
Couch Place, yes.
Yeah.
And Couch is weird. That's got a big death connotation in Chicago, that name, because that was the last mausoleum in Lincoln Park, because Lincoln Park used to be a cemetery before the bodies just started popping out of the ground because the water table was wrong. But there's a mausoleum that's there, and it's the same family, I believe.
Same brothers.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's just creepy. So anyway, so the Iroquois Theater, there was a fire at the Iroquois Theater, and 500-something people perished?
630.
I'm always off by 100.
630-ish.
630 people perished. And it was a terrible disaster, and they were trying to get out through that, what is now that alley.
Right.
Right. And then at the end, that's where the firefighters, there's a parking garage right there now, and that's where the firefighters and the rescue people lined up the bodies initially. And I told this story I don't believe in ghosts. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in ghosts.
Right.
But I told this story last week. That parking garage is the parking garage that ABC people use. And I'm in there one day, and I'm going to my car, and I hear this screaming from the alley. And I'm like, oh, I better go down there and take a look and see what it is. I look down, there's nobody down there.
Oh, gosh, it's so creepy.
I know. And I'm like, that's not possible. I mean, I was like right next to that. I mean, they could not have turned that quickly.
Yeah, I did a story on the Iroquois Theater disaster. Like, it was an anniversary or something. And I didn't hear any screaming, but I did feel a very creepy feeling.
It's a weird
in
place.
That alley.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they call it Death Alley.
Is that what they call it?
Couch Place or Death Alley. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's real. I mean, I think if there's any haunted place in the city, that is the place. I mean, people died right in that alley.
Yeah.
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 It's
yeah.
a pretty serious place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's always about 20 degrees colder right there too because of that. You can walk into that alley and it is, and if it's a 90 degree day, it's 70 degrees in that alley.
Mm.
It's weird.
There's a little wind tunnel. Yeah, yeah, there's something going on.
All right, well.
Don't go there if you're going to freak out.
I don't, and again, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in any of this crap. I don't even believe in history. I don't know if this ever happened. Just paint a pretty picture for me. I'm like Donald Trump.
But you didn't mention the Trump thing quickly. Don't we have to mention that? That's on the tour.
Yes. Oh, you did. The Trump sign is now on your Chicago Disasters tour.
It is.
Because,
it's perfect.
Because it's because let's face it, this could be a disaster for all of us. Millions dead. All right, Margaret, thank you very much. Again, if people want to take part in this.
ChicagoElevated.com.
ChicagoElevated.com. Go take that tour.